Hi, everybody. I just realized, like, we don't have anything planned. This is a new podcastular endeavor.
An adventure in podcasting.
A new adventures in podcasting. That's not the name of the show. So No. Here's the thing, folks. So this is Travis and Teresa McElroy.
Here we are.
We're married. We're husband and wife. We have been for a while now. We got ourselves a baby. Just giving you a little bio. So, like, we had a new idea for a podcast, and it's not new as far as, like, we're not the first people to ever do it. But basically, here's the thing about me and Teresa. Here's the thing. We like to watch the same show 100 times.
It's not a numbers game. I mean, nobody's counting.
I'm glad, because if they were, I think we'd be hitting heights. No human being. So, for example, one of our favorite shows, Parks and Rec, we've watched it straight through probably at least 10 times.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I take a lot of comfort in a television show that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And movies, really. And the other thing is, like, you know, I'm a busy person.
Yeah,
so
we don't have time to start new TV shows.
No, it's not just that. I mean, it's about the fact that I'm constantly going in and out of the room and doing other things. And so I don't always see the whole thing. So watching it more than once is kind of the way that I see the whole thing. Does that make sense?
It does. Oh, it does. So we thought that we would do a podcast along with our other podcast, Schmanners. We would do a podcast kind of geared towards our love of rewatching media. So this is The Kind Rewind.
And we're going to talk about the stuff we watch, right?
Yeah, we're not just going to watch it and tell you and then go away. That would be, one, a 30-second podcast. Two, not very good.
That's not what I meant.
I know. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to rewatch stuff, and we're going to discuss it. And I think what's going to kind of set this apart is, we're pretty nice. Like, my goal isn't to really tear it apart and get in there and destroy it. This is more of like a, yeah, I remember what I love about this. But at the same time, taking a critical eye.
Well, like, I've watched West Wing through a couple times. And fifth season, not so good.
We're not going to glaze.
Isn't that when Aaron Sorkin leaves?
Yeah, we're not going to glaze over issues. And in fact, one of the things I really want to do, so the first thing we're going to rewatch is season one of Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. We're going to watch.
Which I technically have never seen.
Yeah, so we'll pin in that. We'll get to that in a second. What we're going to do is we're going to watch 3 episodes a week of the first season, which will put us at 4 weeks. So the first month of episodes is going to be about Buffy season one. And one of the things I want to take a look at is I want to make sure the things we're rewatching are slightly older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not going to be watching Stranger Things. I don't know. I'm thinking like 5 or 10 years at least.
Sure. Older.
And then taking a look at it of like, does it hold up both in quality, but also there are a lot of concepts that a decade or 20 years ago, it was perfectly fine to make jokes about, but now not so much. And like, I want to keep an eye out for that. But I also think, as you mentioned, you have not technically, I don't know what did you like listen to season one of Buffy? What do you mean?
Well, it was on television when I was watching television. So I have seen a couple episodes.
Okay, but you haven't watched straight through.
Right. It wasn't something where I got home every night at 7:30 so I can watch Buffy.
Which I did. And I've also, we own it on DVD. So we've watched it. I've watched it since then. And so one of the things I'm going to do, take a look at as we watch through stuff like this is like, there's a lot of nostalgia that's connected to shows like Buffy and, you know, Firefly and now, you know, Battlestar Galactica and even older. I mean, shows like The A-Team, you know, like that there are these shows that we love. And I don't know if I love them because they are great or if I love them because I remember watching them when I was, you know, 16, 17.
Right. So we shall discuss.
Yeah. So the hope being that fresh eyes can take a look at it and watch it not just from a nostalgic standpoint. So that's the thing. We're also not just going to do all of Buffy straight through. We will, I think, eventually circulate through Buffy. But, you know, we want to break it up. We don't want, I thought about, man, if we did every episode of Buffy, it's 144 episodes.
I think that would cut too much into my Great British Bake Off time.
Yeah, it would become a show about Buffy, and I want it to be a show about rewatching different things. I also think that, like, I want to include stuff like us giving recommendations for other things we watch. I want to do movies and not just TV shows. And I want to, you know, bring on a bunch of guests and get different viewpoints and all that stuff.
This seems like quite an endeavor that we're doing.
Well, but at the same time, I also want to be really lazy about it. Okay. That's why we're just watching TV and not actually researching things. And, you know, I will say that I'm going to be, like, when we do Schmanners, I'm very careful to edit out, like, dogs barking and baby crying. I want to make this way more of, like, a casual conversation and be really lazy about the editing.
Super cash.
It's going to be super cash. It's going to feel like you're just sitting at the table with us, listening to us talk about Buffy. You can talk back, but we won't respond because that's not how recordings work.
All right.
So, like, what kind of shows can you think of off the top of your head that we might include? Or movies?
Maybe 30 Rock.
Oh, maybe 30 Rock in there. Like the Mel Brooks movies I would like to include because I love them so much. Because
you've watched them so much.
So many times.
Maybe some Disney movies. We've both seen a lot of those of time. Yeah,
that's good. I also, I want to include, you know, like Sports Night in there. Maybe some like Golden Girls. Maybe we get Maggie on for that. You know, there's lots of shows. You know, one of the shows we might do, like, a season of Avatar The Last Airbender. That was one of the things we watched together. We
loved that show.
You know, maybe a Great British Bake Off. I mean, we'll probably do a season of Parks and Rec in which I can tell you about my very in-depth theory about Chris and, I can't remember his name. Oh, no, Adam Scott. Chris and Ben.
Ben.
Thank you. Chris and Ben. She gave it to me with her eyes. That's why I said it before her. Chris and Ben are time travelers sent back to fix the timeline.
Don't give it away. Okay.
But I'll give all my evidence and everything. I can really present it. Yeah. So, like, that kind of stuff. And, we'll probably take some listener stuff because we want you to be able to participate in it with us.
Which is one reason why I wanted to do some of the older shows, things that were available on like Netflix and Hulu and iTunes and stuff.
And we'll also be able to give recommendations like, you know, we'll do recommendations. We'll do stuff like Teresa watches a lot of like Castle documentaries on on Netflix, and I watch a lot of, I don't know, YouTube videos. I watch a lot of ASMR. Can I recommend ASMR videos?
Sure.
Okay. But, you know, we also want to, like, read your emails about the movies and your tweets and stuff, which, by the way, our email is thekindrewind@gmail.com, and our Twitter handle is @thekindrewind, and I'm very excited because I've never been able to just get the name of, I think except for my brother, well, MBMBAM, never just been able to have the name of the podcast be the Twitter handle. I'm very excited about it. So, @thekindrewind. And thekindrewind@gmail.com. Let's see what else. We hope that you like it. We hope that you'll tell a friend and subscribe to this on iTunes so you don't miss episodes.
Once we start it.
Yeah, well, this episode's going up so people can subscribe to it. And I don't know, when do you want to put out? I think we'll probably end up putting episodes out on like Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll probably record over the weekend.
Because that's when I get most of my TV watching in.
Yeah, and I look forward to like in a couple years when we're doing this show and we have like, we're rewatching kids movies with our kid. Like, I think that'll be fun. That'll be nice. And we'll be rewatching a lot of kids TV shows and introducing her to a lot of stuff like Pee Wee's Playhouse and Pete and Pete and Boy Meets World and that kind of thing. Then I just wanted to give everybody kind
What's Pete and Pete?
Really? Oh, it's an amazing Nickelodeon show. Well, we could do a whole
This is the thing. We didn't have cable, so I didn't watch Nickelodeon shows. I watched, I think, just a couple of Nickelodeon shows at my grandmother's house, but, like, she only allowed us to watch Eureka's Castle and David the Gnome.
Oh, we might have to do a whole month of just, like, Pete and Pete, Clarissa Explains It All, Are You Afraid of the Dark, and, I don't know, maybe all that.
What's the one, the Skidamarinky Dink?
That's Sharon Lewis and Bram. That's a little bit more kids, but we do have a kid, so maybe we'll watch that too. But yeah, we're gonna cover. It's gonna be It's gonna be so good.
That song reminds me of my grandmother because that used. I guess that show used to be on. I don't know.
That show reminds me of the time I saw them live at Kings Island. I got bit by a horsefly and my finger swelled up. I know. I'm just telling you. I know. You asked me. Well, you didn't ask me. Nobody asked me anything. Anyways,
the memory surrounding this are rich.
Yeah, it's a rich vein. And we'll talk about that kind of thing on the show. Just wanted to give everybody kind of a rundown of what to expect from the episodes and that kind of thing we'll be watching. So the first episode, you'll hear us talk about the first three episodes of Buffy season one. So if you want to watch along, go for it. And we'll talk about it and we'll see you then on The Kind Rewind. And we'll come up with sign off and intro stuff later, I guess. Okay, bye.
Bye.